This is Robert Balgach, and welcome to the Black Swan Secrets podcast. Our focus here is to help you grow as a producer and as a business owner in the life insurance industry. Enjoy the ride. Disclaimer: past performance is not indicative of future results. Strategies discussed in this podcast may not be suitable for you, and you should make your own independent decision regarding them. This material does not take into account your particular objectives, financial situation, or needs, and is not intended as recommendations appropriate for you.
Thank you, Robert. And I'm excited about this, not only for Connie and I, but also for Javon. He's been an inspiration for us as well. And that's always fun when you have somebody that does that. Wanted to ask Javon, first off, you live in Maryland, so we're not too far away. We haven't met each other yet personally in person. But what were you doing prior to insurance that kind of gave you just a desire to make a change?
Well, originally I was a truck driver for a construction company. I drove a tack tanker. COVID hit. I ended up leaving that and started working with my cousin doing wholesale real estate. I dealt with his acquisitions team. So I would just do the cold calling to see if people were interested in selling their homes, go take the pictures, upload them, find a buyer, and make money that way.
So sales experience wise, that was kind of selling. Would you say that was your first introduction into sales prior to this?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And what did you know? How much background did you have about insurance prior to joining the Equus team?
I would say zero. Yeah, most of my experience came from, or the things that I actually learned came from social media. I mean, you would see people put different posts up in regards to certain type of policies. I mean, but it was still kind of like an alien language at that point. I mean, because you don't get that very deep understanding of it.
When we first started, you kind of wanted me to put a target on somebody's back or a couple people's back for you to shoot for.
Yeah.
And one of them was Jamar.
The machine. Yes, the machine.
The machine. So how has that helped you in terms of motivation to shoot for what? Because I really think you and Jamar, if when you guys meet, you're going to find that you have a lot in common. But how did that motivate you?
It motivated me because I would see he's at the top of the leaderboard. I mean, at that point, when I first came in, Jamar was always at the top of the leaderboard. When he would come to the rookie roundtable, you could tell, like, he knew what he was talking about. He knew what he was doing. And he was very confident in what he was doing. It was more like, I need to mimic that behavior and just kind of make it my own. I mean, so that's why I kind of looked at him and I guess aimed for the stars.
Well, now you knew he was making a lot of dials. So that was one thing that you were shooting for. How many dials on average do you make a day?
Per day, around 120, 150, depending on how my appointments are set up throughout the day. I mean, I might get up early, make a few dials, and I try to set my appointments at 12, start my appointments at 12. However, some clients, they need that 11 o'clock. They need that 10:30 every now and again. So I try to get my dials done early. I will set my appointments. However, when I set my appointments, I give a half hour in between. So if the appointment is going to take about an hour, realistically, I'm setting everything between an hour and a half. So I could take that extra half hour to make some more calls before, you know, jumping into my next appointment.
On average, how many times a day would you say you call me?
You want a realistic number?
A bunch.
Yeah, like 60. I call you a lot, honestly. I call Dick a lot. I mean, even if I don't have a client on the phone and I just have a question, I'm picking Dick. Hey, what's I just got a question real quick. I mean, it's just kind of just to pick your brain sometimes, because you always tell me, hey, if we threw everything at you at one time, your brain would explode. then something would come to my mind and I'd be like, I have to ask.
Now, with you calling me, and we are trying to keep your brain from exploding, that's a good thing. What have been some of the things that you've learned through that process that would have taken you weeks or months to get if you'd have tried to learn it on your own?
I would say more of the smooth transitions, the wordings that you use. Some of those things it would have took me a while simply because of the type of person that I am. I'm very picky with words, and then at the on the other hand, it's like hearing somebody say something, it would sound different coming from me. I mean, simply because of maybe my tonality, or whatever the case may be. So I would hear you say something, and I would just have to figure out a way that I could say that exact same thing, however, fitting how I want it to fit.
You've done a very good job at becoming a student of the business. What are some of the things that you feel like have helped you the most in that transition? And before you answer the question, I want to make a comment here. When we first started, I would TO deals. I'd get on the phone and he'd turn it over to me and I would make the sale. And we've gotten several just because you got to see me finesse the people into the sale. I just kind of teed it up, but nobody realized I was even teeing it up. I'd tee it up. So then the next question was, I like to explain it this way. We've all been to the mall and they have those wishing wells where you put the coin in and it goes around and around and around and around. And anywhere along the way, you can reach down and grab that coin and turn it out, pull it out. But there comes a point in time that it's down in the neck of the funnel and it's going so fast. It's still there, but you can't get it out. What's going to happen? It's going to fall into the bucket in about a second or two. And that's kind of the way I close. I'll start out going around and around up here. And I know some of you, I know Marcia used to, I know she wondered where in the world is he going to go? And I know Bridget experienced that. Where's he going to go with this? And then suddenly there was no place to go but into the bucket. And that's kind of the way I close sales and so on. How has that helped you to see that process?
It's helped me simply because it, the same as last, it shows me how to do the transition portion. I mean, so you know how introducing yourself, speaking with them, relating to them. I mean, I've told you a lot of the times if I have someone on the line who's around Dick's age, I always want to put him on the phone simply because of the fact that he kind of gets that connection with them. He gets that connection. He gets them laughing at certain things that I couldn't get them laughing about. And then from there, I call it the I call it the smooth dick talk. He go in there, he speaks, he tells them, giggle, everything else. I'm sitting in the background quiet. I say nothing. I just kind of soak it up. And then Dick tells me, hey, you should do this, that, and the third. Let me know what these numbers are. He gives him his information to make him feel a little more comfortable. Hey, here's another lifeline. Here's my cell phone, just in case you can't reach Javon. Here's my line. And it just works. It just
Well,
works.
I hope everybody picked up on the fact that connecting is the key because that's, and I know Bridget saw that happen. Marcia saw it happen a lot because I worked a lot with them when we first started. Jamar saw it a lot. You know, I would connect in such a way that it would make a difference, just to make him feel comfortable. You know, now you just got your first promotion. You jumped from a 70 to an 80% in as quickly a time as possible. You know, you started part of 1 month, but your first 2 full months, you jumped, you got your promotion. What are some of your short-term goals?
Short term,
Other than beating Jamar.
I actually spoke to Robert about it one day. I think it was a few weeks ago when I was on the line with him. I mean, my short term is I want to bring in 10 grand a week. I mean, it's something small to some of the people who was already making it. However, it's to me, it's something that's reachable. It's definitely doable. And I spoke to Robert. I spoke to you. I spoke to whoever I could speak to about how I can achieve those goals. And I mean, one thing that was drilled into the people who came in around the same time I came in at the rookie roundtable. they would tell us dials. You got to be a dial junkie. You gotta want to make these dials. You gotta stay on that phone and do what you gotta do. And this is the only way that this entire thing is going to work out. I mean, so that's just my short term goal. I know it's doable. I want to make 10 grand a week.
Well, you, it's funny you say that because, and to think that it's a small amount, Kerry Whitestone can validate this, is to do $10,000 a week in premium. Yeah, there'll be people that do 20 and 30, but to be in a club where you're doing on average $10,000 a week, you are in the upper. I mean, there are so few agents nationwide that beat you. I mean, you are at the top of the heap in that situation. I will close out with this because this, I think, has been a big thing. Once you started the transition from needing me less but thinking you needed me more, what the thing that I said to you whenever you would call and say, Dick, this is what I've got. The first question was, what does the toolkit look like? What does the toolkit say? Flipping the agent back. And if you're not looking at the toolkit first, guys, that's one of the big steps. It's going to move you from where you're at to your next promotion. Long-term, real quick, what are some of your thoughts in the long-term on this? Where do you want to be in 2 to 5 years?
2 to 5 years, I just want to be successful. I mean, point blank, period. I mean, as far as where I am, as far as a title or anything else, I mean, at the end of the day, I just want to be successful. I mean, some people may look and say, hey, you got a promotion and that's successful. No, that's not successful to me. I mean, as you know, I want to reach for the stars. I want to shoot above the sun. I mean, that's just the type of person I am. That's the type of mindset that I have. And I know I can reach those things because, I mean, even if nobody else believes in me, I believe in me. And other people's opinion about me doesn't matter. It's not none of my business. I mean, so my entire thing is to be above and beyond, to be successful. I mean, that's it.
Well, this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. Right. And I look at it as a ladder. Our first sale, actually getting your license, is the first step on the ladder. Second step is going through the training. The third step is your first sale. And then you've just jumped up on the fifth or sixth step of the ladder where you're at now. And this ladder will go as high as you want to climb. And I hope everybody on the call today was inspired with that. Thank you very much for jumping in here and sharing your vision and your success, Robert. We'll turn it back to you and answer any questions if anybody has any.
All right. Thank you, Dick.
Thank you, Dick. Thank you, Javon. And by the way, I love that pyramid in Mexico behind you. It's Mexico, right?
Yeah, Tenochtitlan or Teotihuacan, however you want to pronounce it. Yes. Okay.
Well, don't drop any people from the top of it, okay? But I did have a question for you. You know, there's a lot of discussion about the leads. So let's talk about what type of leads did you get and how did you get that mindset when you got so many of the no's in a row? How did you overcome that?
I'll start with the second part of your question first. When I get all of those no's, Lee has these quotes that he drilled in our heads. And I mean, they are some wonderful quotes. And I mean, they kind of push you to that limit of, yeah, I know I can do it. And one of them is, some will, some won't, so what? Someone's waiting. And I mean, as long as you kind of keep that drilled in your head, the person who says no, okay, the next person may be a yes. The next person may be a yes. I mean, I keep that kind of going in my head simply because it's true. It's actually true. It's proven. And the leads that I'm actually getting, I started out with, which package was that? I think the $550 package or something like that. $700 package that was 50 leads. And honestly, I started with 50 leads and I mean, just kept building that 50 every week until I made a little extra money. Then I might have dropped a little bit of more money on leads. I mean, right now I'm sitting about probably about 600 leads, which isn't a lot. However, I talk to Colin a lot and we sit there and say, hey, we haven't touched everybody today. Let's go ahead and let's talk to everybody that we haven't talked to. We still got chances. We still got opportunities out there. And I mean, that's it.
just grinding it out with the bonus leads. You've been just doing great. I think your mindset is at top of the heat, and that's what's going to take you to the next level. So great job. So let's open this up to the questions. You guys have opportunity to ask Javon anything you wanted except Baltimore Ravens. Go ahead.
I'm talking about my team.
They're on fire for now. They're on fire. Okay. Any questions, guys? Marsha has a question. Go ahead.
So welcome to the team. And what got you interested? What made you think, I want to do this? Trucking to this. I mean, you're still dealing with people. I can see that. You got to have structure and discipline. I get that. But what made you say, I want Black Swan?
So basically what kind of drew me into it was I got a call from Connie. She sent me an introductory video, and Robert was sitting there speaking, and some of the stuff that he was speaking of, I've said like multiple times over like a few week period. And it was like, it felt like my calling. I told Dick before, like, I feel like everything that I've done debt collecting, I've done, wholesale real estate. I deal with people. I love dealing with people. I'm really good at dealing with people. And it just feels like everything that I've done in my entire life has set me up for this moment. Like
led you to here, didn't it? Just that
perfect finally walking in my purpose. That's what kind of drove me here.
That's good. Well, as I said, welcome. Glad to have you on board.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Anjanette. I don't know if you can see me or hear me.
We can. Go ahead.
Yes, we can hear you.
You were saying that you were beginning like with your calls, which is the point where I'm about to start with the calling. How do you budget for that? I've recently been reduced in work, so I usually do both things. So now I'm down to just the one. And so how do you still truck drive to subsidize your income, or do you budget it out?
I gave my CDL back to the state, to be honest. that's when I started doing wholesale real estate. I mean, when I first started out, I was doing real estate and this at the same time. I mean, I was still I would make my calls here, and because I wouldn't set many appointments, I would still, take time to make acquisitions calls to kind of get some properties in order to sell, in order for me to still, make some money. I mean, I would, anybody coming in, I would say, don't quit your job just yet. You're going to actually have so much fun doing this and actually make a ton of money doing this that you're going to quit whatever job that makes you have to leave out the house or have someone behind your back telling you what you should be doing or anything else. But I just kind of put them on the scale. I took part of my day. I did my calls here. And I took the ending part of my day, and I did my calls for my acquisitions team. And then now I'm just doing this 100% of the time.
That was a great recommendation, by the way. And we also advise people just, dip your toe in the water. Make sure that you can swim before you abandon the beach, right? Because this is simple, but it's not easy. And we just want to make sure that you kind of understand. We had some people, they go in the first day and they quit after 2 hours. I have no idea why that happens. We're still trying to figure it out. We probably never will. But for some people, it's just not the best thing. They can't do it. They don't like doing it, right? So there's no reason just to burn all the ships until you can actually figure out, okay, I actually like doing this. But once you like doing this, it's like Javon said, everything else becomes a joke at that point. Okay, we have Mitchell Brooks.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you're next, Shalene.
Hi, everyone. I'm new to the team too. I'm on Carrie's team. I want to say congratulations, Javon. My question is that, do you use a dialer to make your dials, or you're still using like your iPhone?
I use my cell phone. Every dollar that I make, I use my cell phone unless I'm doing my follow-ups, and I might call someone twice who goes directly to voicemail. At that point, I might use the CRM. I might call from the CRM to see if, hey, my number may be blocked. might have my number blocked. It might not have the CRM number blocked. So we use the CRM in my cell phone. And we basically do that because, one thing that Dick has always driven to me and said to clients whenever we've been on the line with clients, we want to use our cell phones because we want to let you know that we have this personal thing going where if anything happens after today, you can reach me by my cell phone. I let people know, hey, my mom calls this line, my sisters, my brother, this is my personal line. Just make sure that you can, you'll be able to reach out to me and have me at your convenience.
Okay, thank you. And then how many dials does it take you to do? You said 100, you do 150 dials a day?
Yes. So like starting out.
Starting out when you were starting out. Before you had it. Yeah.
I made sure, I think I only had about 50 leads, maybe mm-hmm. 100. I called everybody once just to make sure I touched everybody. Mm-hmm. And then if I went back later that day, then I did triple dialed everybody from that.
Okay, good. That's my mindset. Okay. All right. Cause I'm pretty structured. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. And congratulations again. Keep on rising to the top. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, Javon, I love everything you said here today, man. It's great to see, you know, just coming up, doing your thing here. My only question is, you said Colin, you and Colin talk a lot, right? So you said, yeah. Would that be like your running mate kind of?
You said, would it be my running mate?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Colin, that's my boy right there. Colin, that's my boy. I talk to him almost every day, and this has been since the rookie roundtable. We started out just trying to, you know, learn the script. So it was, hey, I'm going to give you a call right after the rookie roundtable so we can go through the script. And we will go through probably about 3 times a piece of one script, and then we will come back later that day and say, hey, we're going to do the running appointment script, and we will run that script. And I mean, we kind of built a bond from there, and it's like, that's my boy. We root for each other every single day. I'm calling him, yo, how many appointments you got? And he's calling me like, that's my boy. That's my brother right there.
Yeah. I love it, man. That was my question. Basically, that's probably helped you a lot, having a running mate like that, having a good friend here helping, right?
Yeah, definitely. We try to push each other. We continue to be that way. Hey, whenever I'm having a bad time, him on the phone, letting him know, hey, yo, man, this is going on, that's going on. But hey, we keep grinding, we keep pushing. I mean, that's the way man have been since honestly day one.
Good stuff. Love it, man.
Thank you, brother.
That is great. So, Colin Chance, I mean, any comments on that?
I think he's very humble. He has been, but he's a very hard worker. You know, he's resilient. In this industry, obviously, you're bobbing and weaving a little bit every day, you know, ducking punches left and right. And this dude, like he said, he don't care. He keeps it moving, keeps the same temperament. He's going to live his life with or without that client the same way. And that's the way he makes his calls. It's the way he goes about his business. And it certainly helped me a lot to be able to see someone like that and be in contact with someone like that, that's going to keep him moving regardless of what direction his day winds up going. And so I think that's a big reason why he's done so well and why he will continue to do so well.
And that's because I have the mindset that there's no such thing as a bad day. You have bad moments. And once a lot of us get to the point of understanding how your brain works, your brain is that piece that keeps everything going. It could turn you down, or it could actually build you up. It's all about your thinking. It's all about how you think, how you see things. So there's no such thing as a bad day. You can have a bad moment, even if you don't make money today. You have to sit there with a smile on your face. Hey, I have another opportunity to grind tomorrow. Tomorrow going to be a big day. I just got to make up for yesterday. So I got to make, you know, 5-6 grand tomorrow. Like, just have that mindset of being the best that you could be today. And I mean, that's about it.
Well, that is a great message, Javon. We're going to end on that high. Let's have another great day, everybody. Let's have a great week. It's going to be full of opportunities. So hopefully you guys enjoy this. Great job, Javon. And we'll see you back on top of the leaderboard very, very soon. Have fun, everybody. Enjoy the ride this week.